Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us here at Crystal Clear. My name is Crystal, and we're coming to you live from the free state of Florida. And once again, today I'm being joined by Robert Shepherd. So, Robert, why don't you go ahead and say hello to everyone?
Well, hello everyone. It's my pleasure to be here.
All right, Robert. Well, of course, the main thing that everybody's talking about lately is Iran and their attack on Israel. And of course, I'm gonna let you get started because I know that you're really good with this stuff, and I'm always curious to hear your take on things, and especially in terms of how the Biden administration has responded.
Well, first of all, I have been very disappointed in the way the Biden administration has responded. Initially, they were great, rock solid support. We're going to be there with you. And then we had the Michigan primary, and about 100,000 voters there let the president know they weren't very happy with him. And all of a sudden, we began to waffle, in the administration.
Absolutely.
And very disappointing. And I actually think, again, we see so many times when this weakness in foreign policy creates another issue. I think
Absolutely.
if he'd been strong from the very beginning, I don't actually believe Iran would have taken to bombing Israel. If they saw a weakness, I believe, in our president, and they said, this is our time, and we're going to take advantage of it.
Now, here's one thing that I think really stands out here, and I don't understand it, and it's making me crazy. The audacity to not even address the American people after this happened directly, sit in the Oval Office and speak to us, Mr. President. That's what we were waiting for.
Absolutely. And, because on a couple of things, I believe we still have some Americans that are hostage, have we
Thank
not,
you.
from Gaza. In addition to, I wish I knew the number, but we have thousands of dual citizens that live in Israel that are both citizens of Israel and citizens of the United States, So we really have a vested interest in trying to make sure that we do our best. Now, the good news
Absolutely.
is,
Absolutely. Okay. And he doesn't want Israel to respond. And he's saying take it as a win because you had no casualties with these, drones and missiles coming at you guys. And it has been reported that the US, the UK, and even other countries helped intercept and stop, what Iran was sending in. And that's all good and well and fine. But you could use this. Naturally, Iran is going to be afraid of any blowback from the United States, from whoever. Okay, given what they had done. And cannot you use this and just say, okay, now, unless you release all the hostages, we're all coming at you. You know what I'm saying? Just use your upper hand and get something done.
well, absolutely, especially with the aggression now that Iran has displayed. And I think everybody understands that all of these other elements that Israel is dealing with, when you trace them back, you always find they lead back to Iran.
Well, look, I
So.
mean, none of this would be going on had they not attacked Israel to begin with. And naturally, they, went through Hamas to do the attack. But at the end of the day, here we go again with coddling terrorists.
Yes.
That's
Yes. And
absolutely what.
it is so disappointing. And, I don't think I will ever be a run for office or be a politician, but I will tell you, I would hope that you would make the right decision for whatever is going on, and let the future just sort of take care of itself. Whatever happens, happens. But you could really have that positive feeling that you've done everything you can, to support our allies, our friends, and I think ultimately the American people will appreciate that.
Well, I just say again, back to my point, has there ever been a situation where things like this went on and the president didn't address the nation, didn't speak to Americans? Why? Where is he? What is going on? Is it that he's so afraid of this being a hot button issue and because of the election that, I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to, eat some more ice cream and hide out for a little while.
Yes, I think, he's just not too good at reading a teleprompter
Well,
either.
God knows the whole State of the Union was a disaster.
Yeah, it was well, unless you like to be yelled at for about an hour
Absolutely.
and
No, it
thirty
was like an SNL skit on steroids. It was
minutes.
awful.
I'm
Yep.
afraid so. I'm afraid so.
Yeah. Well, look, I just think that we're not in a good place. America's not in a good place. And I think, whenever America is weak, the whole world suffers. And you have other countries, near Iran, surrounding or Saudi Arabia, all these people who don't want, to get involved with this kind of thing, who are on Israel's side, who are on the United States side. And he's not protecting anybody. So it's not like he's not just protecting Americans. He's not protecting other countries. And what does that say to them? Well, then why are they
Well,
going to want to have loyalty to us when we're putting them in harm's way?
absolutely, because Jordan, I think Egypt,
Yes.
even Saudi Arabia seem to
Yes.
be
Yes.
setting the right tone, toward
Yep.
this this attack, and we keep kind of, weaving back and forth with the wind.
Absolutely. Well, look, this it's said to be that Israel is now, figuring out what their response is going to be and taking their time about it, but I just don't know. I think that for them to allow this, it makes us look like really bad on the world stage.
Well, I think so too, and it just and it doesn't mean anything, wasn't it just a few days ago when they asked the president about if Iran would attack, and he said
Yep,
don't.
exactly.
So
Exactly.
what
Well,
does don't what
yeah.
does
Well, what
don't
about
mean?
Obama and the Syria? Was it with their whole red line and then they crossed it? Oh, we're not going to do nothing. Okay.
Exactly.
So it's empty threats.
Yeah. And that is such a contrast with the previous administration.
Not only that, I think somebody, I can't remember who it was on the news, was saying if Reagan were in office before those missiles had reached Israel, Iran would have already been taking incoming fire, and that would have been the appropriate response. You can't let bullies get away with stuff like this because they're always testing how far can they get, how
Oh,
far can they go.
absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I believe they really sensed there was this weakness in
Because
regard
there
to
is, yeah.
and they did it. Well, and it was the weakness to begin with that I think caused the October 7 attack to begin
Well, right from the start, the pullout of Afghanistan was a joke, and
Yes.
it never stopped ever since then. And I don't know who in their right mind could vote for this, even if you are a Democrat. If you can watch all this and see all this and still vote for Joe Biden, I don't know. There is no hope for you. You
Well,
have women being raped and killed, children being kidnapped and murdered from this attack that went on from Hamas. Okay, this is all having to do with Biden's weakness. If he
yes.
was stronger, this wouldn't have happened to these people. You have to think logically, Robert. And it's just like, how do you allow all this to happen and still support this kind of leadership, quote unquote, or if you can call it that? It's not leadership.
No, and I think everyone that I sort of value what they have to say realize you have to take Hamas out.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
there can be no equivocation with that. Allow an element to stay in power, and they will continue to do what they always have done.
Yep, exactly.
So the fact that they need to go in and totally take them out, it's terrible. I guess to have to, but I don't think there is another option
No, there
available.
isn't. And here's what I don't understand. We've seen all these protests, Gaza, and, stop all the violence. Okay. So we don't want to harm the people who are there in Gaza because they're not the attackers, they're not the terrorists. Okay. Well, then why do Democrats not support proper regime change so that there will be a government that is protecting its citizens rather than putting them in danger? the way that they do. They even stop the aid and the food, and it's just like mind-boggling. It contradicts itself. If you don't want the people of Gaza to be harmed, the citizens, because they're innocent, okay, well then put new leadership in and stand behind that and get it right. Let those people be educated. Let them have food, water, medical care, safety, and all of the above. But they're not going to get it from Hamas.
Never,
Yeah.
never. No, as long as they have a breath to breathe, they will use it to do whatever they can to take out Israel.
Yes, and all the children are being taught is how they should hate and kill Americans and hate and kill Israelis. That's
And
what
that
they're
brings
getting.
up, and Crystal, that brings up the, I'm sure you heard the speech in Michigan a few days
Oh,
ago,
yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
death to America in our own
Absolutely.
country.
Yeah,
Does that not
exactly.
grieve you? It does me. And well, it makes me angry
Sure.
for one thing, but it just grieves me that we have that kind of thought, within our country today.
Absolutely. No, it's scary. And basically, we have allowed many people, we've been very generous as a country, taking everyone in, taking care of them. And if it's so bad here, and if you hate us so much, why are you here? Why are you here?
And we've even had a few elected to Congress.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, but
Well, now we can talk about some other stuff. We had RFK Jr. with his VP pick, and I'd love to hear your 2 cents on that.
well, I felt his choice indicated to me that his desire actually is to take out Joe Biden with his choice of VP, because he picked probably one of the most progressive running mates
Yes, he sure
that there
did.
could be. And if he was going to try to be across the board and take from both sides, he would have had at least a moderate, or maybe even, a middle of the road kind of person. But he, to
Like a
me,
Tulsi Gabbard or somebody like that, yeah.
yes, to me, he signaled, my goal is to take out Joe Biden by
Well,
that
do you
pick.
blame him? Look at the way that they've treated him.
Oh, it's
It's been
been,
just, it's right up there with what they've done to Trump. They're
yeah,
not even,
and
until this day, giving him Secret Service protection. They have denied him 5 times.
I know, and I pray not, but can you imagine if something would happen to him,
Well, they wouldn't care. And apparently, I guess the whole world wouldn't care. Nothing seems to make people wake up. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I hope I you know that it would,
Yeah.
but it's just I don't know that we've ever quite had a time such as this. Crystal, do you remember one?
Nope.
I no, neither do I, and I'm probably a couple of years older than you are.
Well, no, this has just been like a nightmare, the whole situation. And it's very depressing. When you put on the news, nothing of it is good, you know?
No,
But,
and then President Trump has to be in trial
yeah.
day after day after day.
Yeah, that's, well, I won't even go there. I mean, that's just disgusting. That is the election interference without a doubt. Without a doubt. Even look, we're a country of laws, and if he's done anything wrong, then he deserves to be going to trial and having a jury listen, hear things out, then let everything run its course. But I think that in every case, there's so much of it that's questionable, and that you know that he really hasn't done anything, and they're just doing this because they want to knock him out of the race, and kick him out of their way. They're afraid of him and that he's going to win in 2024. Now, what we don't know still is who might be the vice presidential pick for Trump. And I honestly don't know. So
And
if you have
how
any.
are you? What's your handicap for the VP spot?
Well, a lot of people have talked about Ben Carson. A lot of people. Some people even mentioned Marco Rubio because he would then be going after the Hispanic vote. because Florida is already a Republican state. This is not, you know, some people try to say it's still like it's purple. No, it isn't. So, I mean, by taking Marco Rubio, that doesn't necessarily give him, you know, like, oh, this person is going to carry this state or something. That doesn't matter. So I don't know. I really don't know who's going to.
Well, I keep trying to sort of think outside the box, and I know I've been there before, but I try to look at states where the pre both well the presidents are pretty well tied, Trump and Biden. States like Wisconsin, states like New Hampshire, even states where it looks like Biden's got a few point lead in Virginia. But I keep thinking, I know usually it doesn't matter too much who the VP is, but you know, you could pick someone that would bring a state in line that's iffy or maybe you have not carried previously, that's kind of what I would be looking at, I think. And I like Ron Johnson, Ron Johnson a lot in Wisconsin. I think he's a really good senator. But you never hear talk of him, do you?
No, you don't. But I think that, look, it's been very tricky. And I think that the GOP has had a lot of people who have let us down, let us down, haven't stood up when they should have, didn't fight when they should have. And I think that he has to be really careful not to pick another backstabber, not to pick another person who is openly or secretly swamped. So I think that he's going to be very careful this time because look at what happened with Mike Pence.
Yeah, I know. And he's still unrepentant, you know, even though
Absolutely.
he was quickly rejected by the voters when in his failed presidential race, you know. And I believe I mean I think overall in his heart he thinks he is correct, but if he had taken a stand, he would have been a hero, I think, rather than a also ran, you know?
Exactly. Well, what am I going to say? Some people just don't have the stomach for it or the spine, you know?
Well, you can't say that about President
Trump.
Trump.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. Well, look, I mean, we don't know what comes next for Trump in terms of all these trials. I don't know what's going to happen in New York today. We'll see that, you know, it's still playing out. And other than that, you know, we have to wait and see what goes on with Israel to see what their response is going to be. I mean, it would be nice if they could come to some diplomatic solution. I don't know if that's possible, but I don't like that the United States is sort of imposing that. You know, Israel is the one who had taken casualties on October 7th, and like I said, we still have hostages, including Americans.
Yes, exactly. But you know, the thing that we could be doing to assist all this is taking sanctions against Iran. You know,
Yes.
when they were
Yes.
under the massive sanctions of the previous administration, we didn't hear any trouble from them.
No, of course not. No. Well, that's what
But
I'm saying. It's like, why doesn't he come out and just speak and say, these are the things on the table. We don't want violence, X, Y, and Z, and blah, blah, blah. That's it. It's
yeah.
mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. And honest to God, if they let him, if it lasts till the election that he's going to be the on the ticket, I'll be amazed. I just don't see how they can keep going with this. And I think it's what you said. He's not good at reading a teleprompter, and the less they can put him out there, they don't care what the situation is. They're going to keep him off the cameras because he can't handle it.
Now, I forgot who it was. Was it Rogan? Somebody predicted in May there would be a massive shift and he would be replaced. Now, how could that happen, Crystal?
I don't know, but you know, if they have any sense, they would realize that they're not exactly going forward with a winner, and then we have to worry about more election interference or you know, fun and games when it comes to election day. Americans do not want that. I think that's the biggest concern on everybody's mind is, are we going to have this time an election where there aren't doubts?
Well, I have read of a few, I think in Pennsylvania and a few places, they seem to be tightening up the voter process a bit.
Well, we
And
hope so.
I am so hopeful of that because I will tell you, it still leaves a very bad taste in my mouth what happened the last time around.
Yes, but I think that having gotten rid of Ronna McDaniel, maybe Robert, fingers crossed, we have some better leadership, people who are going to really take it seriously, because I don't know about her. I don't know where to place her. And I don't think that she was on the up and up.
Well, she just may not have, it may be that it was sort of above her pay grade, if you will, to get a handle on it, because I'm sure it's a massive operation. But you know why she was picked to be the chair of the National Committee.
No, I don't.
She was chairman of Michigan, and
Oh,
Michigan
boy.
carried for Trump in 16.
Well, look, she's also Mitt Romney's, what is it, niece?
Niece, she
Yeah.
is.
So, I mean,
Her
that
dad
association
is a
alone
runner.
isn't exactly what giving people a lot of peace of mind, is it? So, I mean, now you have Lara Trump and there's some other co-chair, and I hope that they figure it all out and stay on top of it. But anyway, any parting words? Anything else before we go, Robert?
Well, it's just it's a difficult time. I still do my best to remain hopeful. I think overall, if the American people are allowed to do their will, that they will make good choices, and that is certainly my hope for our country.
Amen. God bless America. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you again soon. Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.